Blog Talk Radio.
To discuss what appears to me the most pressing problem that mankind today. Modern man has grown up in the world, all conspiring pressure and power. It speaks to humanity's mission, people's scientific success.
When we heed a certain call,
yes,
when the world let's come together as one.
An instrument of
there are people dying.
Oh,
when it's time to lend a hand to life.
Yes,
the greatest gift of all.
And forgetting the building is the star.
Pretending day by day.
But
the more somewhere we soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family.
And the truth,
you know, love is all we need.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, and I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place arrest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with up and down, because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know, whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you set your present state going to change in 2014, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yeah.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
Thank you,
get ready to set all is well.
Yeah.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you, because you know that God set high and look low.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you up out of the dunghill of dust and mess.
Thank
he bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yes.
So God is about to lift you up this morning. It reminds me of the prodigal son. As he went out and rotted living and spent all his money,
yes,
he come to himself.
Yes,
found himself in a hog pen.
Yes.
And looked around and said, wait a minute. I come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thank
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank
but
you.
As we go on the day, he looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry.
Thank
you're there ain't got no job.
Thank
you're there where all come.
God bless you tonight. This is Barber Class night. I want to say happy birthday to Mary Hawkins. Happy birthday to Deborah Pickens. Happy birthday also to Sister Chelsea Parker. Happy birthday to these people. I want to be the first with a happy birthday to you. And give you a birthday prophecy. Yes, Lord. And give you a birthday prophecy. Every one of you. And before I get ready to get to the show. Sister Hawkins, I want you to give Psalms 22.
Then the great work
Psalm
of
freedom 22.
Started out with like the
2,000
people
mm-hmm.
ahead of you.
I don't know what it said, but just Psalm 22 for me. I got the line open. I want to read. I want to read from Psalm 22. I want you to read from 1 to 11.
Wow. Okay. Thousands of people across the country.
My prophecy for you on your birthday. That's 11:22 is your birthday. That's a door opener for you. And Psalms 10:21, Psalms 10:21. And I want to say to you, for your birthday, all is well. And it's a door that I see a finance being released to you. I want to go to 11. I want to go to Sister Pickens. Sister Pickens, I crossed over yesterday with your mother. She said, haste makes way. Do what you got to do and get it done. I don't care what anybody says. And I want you to read Psalm 7 and Psalm 34. That's for you. Thank you. And happy birthday to you. And the Spirit said you're healed and you're delivered, but there's a lot of negativity coming around you, okay? So happy birthday to Deborah Pickett. Happy birthday to Mary Hawkins. Happy birthday to Chelsea Parker. Happy birthday. And anybody else, these are the ones I know birthday And they've been with me a long time, all over. So I got to wish them happy birthday and a blessing from Almighty God. A breakthrough for you. Now I'm going to get ready. You got to come to this Bible class tonight. That's Bible. Last night I talked about, I talked from the book of Enoch, where the angels got in trouble with God, and Enoch couldn't bail them out. They were having sex with humans, and that's where the giants come from. I said, I won't tell you that. Now, tonight, I want to say to you that's listening, I want you to get ready for a special blessing. Now, here's what I got on the agenda. I told you that would be an earthquake in New Mexico and Texas. It happened right there on the line. I told you that would be floods back to back. I told you that would be a hurricane back to back. That two things hit Florida, one more going to hit Florida. But that's going to be an earthquake. In Alaska, and an earthquake somewhere in Russia. These things are prophesied to you. I told you last month, looking at the two planes coming together, hitting each other. And in Texas, that plane hit and coming in together, you know. And that plane happened just like that. When that plane hit, you have to understand how it's working. Now, I told you it's going to be an early warning in the Midwest. That means Chicago, Illinois, it's going to be an early warning. But I mean an early warning. Every week, come out from nowhere. You ain't seen nothing yet. What you're going to see, okay? You're going to see what's going on, because it's coming quick, fast, and early. When it's coming,
Right now,
the band sought weapons. Those weapons that they rifle and shoot and war. They had killing as the school. With assault weapons. So if right now, they mentioned where it's all right, we're going to pass. You got to say we don't want no more of these guns made. These guns that they do in war. Okay? You're going to have killings in the colleges with assault rifles. Killings in the high schools. And going on with praying for the people that lost loved ones in these schools and colleges. And this is 2022. And going to 2023, it's going to happen again that we do something about it. Banned without rights.
Sometimes
they
push that.
If you want to work, I'm not going to buy nothing. Now, this is where I'm going, Johnny. I want restoration. Lady called me and said, I want better air shakers like kids. Another guy called me, I want a banned assault weapon. That's why I'm boycotting. I'm not going to send nothing to these business people. Boys, in the motor crisis, airlines, they're making all kind of money. The oil company, all kind of money. All they can do is get a gun to stop. They're going to make no more assault weapons. They can do it. It's not important to them. Okay? So it's important for you. Right now, the sheriff come out. He said, well, bitch, I ain't going to be honest with my. Go out there and get shot. They have a shooting in the mall today in Illinois. They have another shooting in somewhere in Indiana. As we get ready to go into Christmas, you're going to find out more shootings going on in these malls. So if you got the money, you better save it. You go out there and get deals, got to get Santa Claus. And Santa Claus will give you a bullet. Because you got people that
the village
in Kansas City, Illinois. The boy robbed a jewelry store. Four, five of them just killed the dog. I don't know what they got. But more and more going to start happening, not just in Illinois, across this country. Because there's no ban on guns. Guns is free. You can use a gun, but you can get a hamburger at McDonald's. A window. A business team. So it's important to use and say, I'm going to try to cook. I don't care what nobody says. I'm not going to spend mayor dime. If they got it on Black Friday, you wait for white. They said Black Friday, we're going to talk about 20th, January 1st, we're going to say it's stopping time, okay? Now, if you don't go to Black Friday, then make January 1st Black January in 2023. So, boycott. What I'm saying to you, save your money. Don't spend no money in the month of December. I know somebody, you want to spend some money, you want to run your credit cards up. If you don't spend no money, all that, the silver stuff they got to give it away. Something because you ain't buying it. We got a trailer load of TVs for $5. You're going to tear the dough down to try to get the TVs. You got a crazy person out there shooting guns. You're going to get killed trying to get a $5 TV. And you can save your money and keep it in your pocket. I say. That's what I'm saying. Boycott Christmas. Okay, we got some other serious stuff to do. Mary, did you get that scripture for me? I told you Psalms 22.
Yes.
Okay, will you read it down to the 11th verse? Take it easy, because I might ad-lib something, because this is Bible class tonight. Okay, you can start reading now. What you're reading, people, is Psalms 22. Now, I don't know what it's saying. If you don't know, the Spirit told me, read that. Psalm 22, start at verse 1 and go to 11. Okay, you can start now.
Okay, my God, why has thou forsaken me?
You know, this has got to be the Spirit. Why have God forsaken you? This baby saying, my God, you know why? Because you have turned your back from God doing things which is unseemly. Come on, man, come on now. You know what I'm talking about. You want to know why things are so rough for you. This whole country has turned its back away from God. hustling money, killing people, murdering people, sending people to penitentiary for nothing. Ain't nobody saying nothing about it. Taking these young men and taking them, pumped up charges, and sending them to penitentiary. The wage of the sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. Come on now, read on.
Okay. Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my ruin? Oh, my
now,
God.
Stop right there. Why God ain't helping you? Because you serving the God of a new car. God of new car. You ain't serving the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. You ain't made up your mind, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to the doctor. Doctor can't do you no good. He's going to give you some news. You got cancer. You got to work. Once he gets them, he'll give you radiation, okay? He's going to give you chemo. Chemo, when he gives you radiation, he cooks you. When he gives you chemo, he pours you. Why not trust in God? If you're living the right, holy life, you can get healed today, tonight. All you got to speak the holy word. You can get healed, but you can't get healed because your mind has been turned over to Satan. Oh, glory. Somebody ain't hearing me. But I'm telling you tonight, get ready for God. You don't pay your tithes. You don't see. You don't do nothing but run to the mall. And I know some girls go to the mall every day. I ask them, why you go to the mall? I ain't got nothing to do. You need to pray. You need to try to help somebody hungry. You need to help the hungry children. But you're too busy. And these white faces, like black faces, let me bring this to you. Black faces is white folks acting like they black. And then when they don't like you, this is what they do to you. They said, we want to pull all our money from you because they doing blackface. Let me say it again. They doing blackface. You got a lot of white folks got blackface on. But when they get mad at you, they pull the money away from you. You don't even know what's going on. Oh, read on.
Oh, my God. I cry in the daytime. But
oh,
thou
my
heard,
God, I cry in the daytime. Come on, sister.
But thou hearest not. In the night
God
season.
God don't hear you because you ain't made up your mind to be true to God. You phony to God, but you want to go to everything. You want to be a homosexual. You want to take the children and make, you want to make the man the woman the man. God can't hear that. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God. God ain't brought no homosexual in town. One preacher talking about God a lie, like he's a lie. He's a lie. God don't lie nothing but the truth. Come on, saint. I'm talking good tonight. I don't care if you homosexual, if you think that you a man, you want to be a woman, get on your knees and pray. If you are a man, you trying to be a woman, you need prayer. You need to go to somebody, got the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and say, come out, you demon. Come out, you sex demon. Come out, you homosexual demon. Come out, you lying demon. Come out, you backbiting demon. Somebody got to call him out. It's got to be a man of God or a woman of God to call that demon out, and that demon is loose. In America. God Almighty, y'all are just skewing out this field that anointing. Read on, darling.
But thou hearest not in the night season, and am not silent. But thou hearest
God. Hold on. It said that you don't hear God. Isn't that what it said?
Yes.
You know, it said you don't hear because you don't want to hear. You know, when a man tells you I'm gay, when a woman tells you she gay, what's she talking about? That's something the devil made up. That ain't come from God. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, the gift of God. It's a divine law. Let me help you out. Divine law means from God. God made man and woman. He didn't duplicate nothing. But the lie. We are living the big lie and going along with the lie. He said, be fruitful and multiply. He ain't said nothing. Oh, yeah. We on, God.
But thou art holy, O thou that inhabits the praise of Israel. Our father trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried
and
said,
God trusted in you. But you didn't trust in God. You're going off doing some other stuff. That's why so much going on in America. We've got to pray to prayer out the school. Children don't pray, but they want to bring a homosexual in that school to teach them how to be. Here's a kid. The kid tell the kid, If you don't want to be a boy, you can be a girl. That's a lie. If you don't want to be if you don't want to be a girl, you can be a man. You can be a boy. If you don't want to be a girl, you can be a boy. You want to be a boy, you can be a girl. That's a lie. See, the homosexual thing is trying to destroy people of color, and it's working. Because, oh, yeah. And then you know what they said? You bullied me. I ain't bullying you when you was born a boy. And then the teacher, this is what they do to the teacher. The teacher tell you, sit down, boy. They go home. The teacher bullied me. If you a boy, you're a boy. If you a girl, you're a girl. Ain't no bully. The teacher have a hard job teaching because the kid's lying. They go home. They bullying me. You know about bullying you. You was born a boy. You're going to die a boy. You know what I'm saying? If you born a girl, you're going to live a girl. You're going to die a girl. That's divine law. You can't move divine law out the way. What America's trying to do, trying to change the law of God. And if you change the law of God like Babylon, you're going to fall every time. America will destroy itself because it turned from God's way. The wages of sin is death tonight, but the gift of God, eternal life. Some of you don't want to hear the truth. You don't want to repent. And when you don't repent, you're going to hell. Whatever that place they call hell, that's where you're going. That place where they call hell, that's where you're going. Glory, hallelujah. I'm praying for you, Kevin Marches, too. Lisa, I'm praying for you. Joe, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for those that call me and get involved with me. Read on.
They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trust in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm, a no man, a reproach of men, and despise of the people.
Oh, hold it right there. When you cry out for healing, cry out for deliverance, God will deliver you. But if you don't cry out for it, you keep lying and keep saying it's all right, and you say, well, I got a new car, I got a new home, I got money in the bank, don't mean nothing. You see what happened in California? The whole town burnt down. You have in Canada, the floods come. That don't mean nothing. Only what you do for God lasts. Reason nothing ain't happening. Everybody trying to do witchcraft. Everybody trying to trick somebody. And when you read Exodus 14:14, God says, step back, Moses. Let me handle this. When you give it over to God, things gonna be all right. Y'all don't hear me. If some judges put people in jail and got them in prison now, they dead and the people still in prison. But God gonna give them jubilee. God gonna free them from all this hate and destruction that's going on in the land. Read on.
All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake their heads. He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me whole when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help.
Amen. David saying, when I was in my mother's womb, when he brought me out, I was on her breast. God was with me, and God can still be with me. I want to tell you what's happening in Russia and Ukraine. Those are wicked people doing evil, and it's catching up with them. Okay? You can't do nothing about that. That's God. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. You can't be a part of that. Leave that alone. Okay? Let God take care of business. When the storm comes, you can't stop it. When the flood comes, you can't stop it. Because it's God straightening up there. When a hurricane comes, a volcano, you get out there and try to stop it. You're going to get burned up. Because God is turning things around. And I want you to know that tonight. I don't want you to say, I want you to claim your healing tonight and claim your breakthrough. Let me say it again. Better get your pens and papers. I'm prophesying. I'm giving you some words. Let me prophesy. 30:30. I want to prophesy to you tonight. Psalm 41:24. I want you to read that. And the Spirit told me to tell you everything gonna be all right. You worried about the people that leave that alone. Psalms 23, I want to talk to you. 23:23, Psalms 40:38, God told me to tell you when I prophesied to you, God's gonna heal. They said you got a heart murmur. But as I speak, I see the Lord healing you right now. Revelation knowledge. Bam, bam. Now, I want to tell you, 21:38, the Spirit said 10:47, and God said, whatever you need, he's going to grant you your need. And I want you to pray much for your sister because she all crossed up and messed up, and she got problems in her liver and lungs, okay, because she won't stop smoking the reefers or whatever you call it. And
yes.
I just want you to know that. But prayer will turn that around. And the jealousy that she got for you, that God got down. This is jealousy from when y'all were siblings, when y'all was. See, the way
jealousy
got down, there's something going on in America. It's in the atmosphere. All the killing going on at the college. Here's a boy killed for his brother. That's the demon spirit. Here they cut him up. Kids folks, and they leave them demons. People, demons are loose on the earth. I told you that last month. These demons are loose, walking the earth. These demons are involved in murder, killing, and the lie. Now, let me read another verse.
Okay. Verse 12. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouth as a raven and a roaring lion.
Thank you.
I am poured. Oh, that's it?
No, go ahead on. Read on.
I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is...
That's David saying, what y'all might know. David saying, I'm all crossed up messing with these people that is unsaved. You can't mess with women that are unsaved. They'll carry you to the grave. They mess with men unsaved. AIDS and all this other stuff is out here. You know why? Because people is unsaved. People turn their back away from God. They can't get healed because they feel like they can do it themselves. This is what's going on. I mean, right now we're in the midst of most evil that ever been. If Abraham and Moses, God would call them in and rebrief them. Because we got some demons walking. We got some demons in the court. We got homosexuals running around. You know, we got killers running around. If you know, if you think a car is more important than life, that you want to kill somebody for a car, you sick, you're a demon. If you want to rape little kids, you're a demon. Okay? If you want to keep a lie going, that's a demon. I'm a demon spirit. A liar cannot tarry in God's eyesight. And let me tell you something. You are God. You are a goddess. So that lie can't tarry you when you, like Kyrie Irving said this, and it's true. When you know your history, when you know where you come from, the devil going to leave you alone. Let me say it again. Black faith. Let me give you a new premiere. Black faith. And then when they can't do nothing, then they call you asthmatic and all that other stuff. Black faith. What I mean? What I mean black faith is somebody trying to be, say they you and they ain't you. They're using black faith. And once they get what they want, they turn back the same color. Like back in the day, white folks used to put few parts on them and play like they're black. That's what black faith. But they're not really black. So we got a lot of people is black faith and don't know it. We got a lot of people is led to be killed and don't know it. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. I don't care who he is, where he is. God is in control. And I want to tell you, 35, 47, quick, fast, in a hurry, your mother come and stood by me I said, Bishop, tell that girl to go on and take care of her business. Stop waiting where she can get here, where she won't end up, because I had the wrong people around me. But I want her to get some spiritual help from people that know the herbs. Well, you won't have to get surgery. You won't have to get on the machine. Hello, somebody. Let me tell you this here tonight. God is a healer. I was talking to a doctor today, and she said, Bishop, a lot of these people smoking them reefers and stuff, their lungs are all messed up. And once they mess your lungs up, they mess with your sinuses, with your nose, and you're going to end up with cancer, and you drink too much, you're going to end up with rotulating liver. You can't say, well, you did because you disobeyed God. You drunk yourself to death, and you smoke all that stuff. They're putting all that stuff in it now. And with people dying, they're getting high. Some of the highly dying, they got murder spirits on them. This boy up in New York broke into the daycare center where kids at with a assault rifle. The man beat him down. I'm glad he beat him down and took the gun from him. That's people are possessed, people with demons. And you got to thank God for the spirit of Michael. Michael is a fighter of demons, okay? And Michael, you got to have the spirit of Michael to fight these demons. They demons out of him. They will kill, they will rape, and they will kill you. Here's the boy on trial, run through them people. Nothing but a demon. He's possessed. And he want to fight, and they didn't give him enough time, okay? There's a lot of them. It's free. Out of his demons, walk like the murderers is among you. They out here. You got to be able to disarm the spirit and know a demon when you see it. They caught up in demonic spirits. They all messed up and crossed up. And you see them in the grocery store. You see them everywhere. So when you go grocery shopping, you got to watch. So we got to come in there and shoot everybody. You ain't did nothing. But that's some demon spirit. That reason I told you, boycott Christmas. Start in December, stay out the mall. Because you might get in there and might not get out. Because there's going to be plenty of shooting. Listen to me. There's going to be plenty of shooting in the mall. They got them assault rifles. They want to go in and make a name for themselves. You just trying to get a criminal prison, you might get a bullet. So I'm telling you, don't tell me, Bishop so-and-so got shot. I've told you, I'm warning you to stay out the mall. Stay out of them big crowds. If you want to shop, you wait till next year. That same TV, the same thing you're going to get. It'll be there next year if nobody going to buy it. Black Friday. Black Friday is the Friday of the ripoff. All my junk, I'm going to put it out there, charge you a dollar for it. If you boycott December, the whole month, don't buy nothing. You know, you have black folks power is $13 to $14 trillion. If we hold them $1 trillion, we got enough money to start our business. We got enough money to tell the government we want reparations. We want General Motors to give them people reparations. We want General Motors forward. You're going to buy your new car. You can buy a new truck. They got electric cars. Let me pause up. Leave them electric cars alone. Because when the storm, the lightning going to hit them, and you're going to get electrocuted. Oh, y'all don't like me. You run them in the water, they're going to catch on fire. Now you don't believe that. Just keep on living. You'll see. I say, let me tell you this, people. This is Bible class night. I'm giving you divine word tonight and what God loves, what God don't love. Okay? And I want to tell you, I'm praying for some of you. Now, I want to tell you, praying for you, 3711, I want to tell you, you got to call me because I got to get your people out of that trumped-up charges that they're doing to lots of black people, putting them in jail down south. Okay? The trumped-up charges. And the older people, they want to take their land. Now they do it, or they got dementia. And they put it on and they take the land, okay? Take the gun with dementia. This happened in Mississippi, happened in Louisiana, and Louisiana, down in Louisiana and some part of Arkansas, Mississippi, they're taking black folks' land saying they got dementia, and they take the gun, because if they outside shoot a gun, they got dementia. See, that's the kind of stuff they're doing. And you got to understand, and the young guys, they taking them to jail with dope, and they got dope, they got that, and all of them they got that is a trumped up charges that they, you're going to see in 2023. And we got to come together, because these police departments now is run by demons. You'll get killed in jail, they'll hang you, and nothing going to be done. So God going to reveal all this stuff in 2023, so get ready. But, you know, the police shooting, now what's going on, that's evil in the land. That's witchcraft in the land. Thank you. 11:38-11, I want to tell you. You tell you, I want you to read Psalm 23 and Psalms 91 till I get to you. And I want to tell you, 37:11, call me quick, fast, and everybody. I need to give you some information. You need what to do. God, open up the door. And I want to tell you, I want to tell you, Pearl, don't worry about, because God has already put you in things, because people are cussing you out and saying bad things to you is on them. Because God has already put you in place. And let me tell you something. If they don't need to talk to you, leave them alone. But every time you talk to them, Pearl, tell them the truth. And you tell them like this in. You say, you need to get off of what you own. You need to get off of it. If you don't like me, I don't care, but you get off of what you own, because it's going to take you to your grave. And you tell her that. And that's a warning from God through you. You ain't got to never talk to me, but whatever you're doing, you better stop, because it ain't going to last all to next year. If you go into 23, well, I'm going to leave that alone, but I'll tell you personally what the Spirit just told me about that. I say. So I just want you to get ready for a door to open up. I want to tell you, 35:47, watch who you talk to, watch people know your business, keep your credit card and all your stuff close to you, okay? You don't let nobody, if you got somebody know your business, change it around, okay? Because I told you, this person is being watched, okay? And you don't need to get nobody being watched into your business or even around you, okay? And, you know, what I'm saying to you, you have to do that, open some doors up, okay? Because what they're doing now, I got to tell you, Sam, there's a young lady, it's a young lady, I got to tell her name. I got to tell this young lady's name, which name is on my tip of my tongue. I want Jackie. Jackie had a big house on the south side of Chicago. Put her two daughters in school for college. You know what they did? They got a doctor that said she had dementia, took her pension, sold the house, got her in a home now. This her bloodline. There was no strangers. This her demon bloodline. See what I'm saying? So a lot of that is going on, people. You got to stand up and know what's going on. Glory, hallelujah. Don't forget, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we own. And me and Mr. White, back in the day, we were talking about what happened to Trump. Trump coming back. Let me tell you something. Don't put him out, because he can win. There's so much evil out him. He can win. You know, well, I'm going to go vote. What you voting for? I'll vote for Trump tomorrow if he said he's going to give reparations to black folks. Ain't nobody else gave it to him. Let me tell you something. Bush didn't give it to him. Clinton didn't give it to him. Obama didn't give it to him. Reparations. Whoever going to give reparations, they got my vote. I don't care who he is. Donald Duck get in there. If Donald Duck's a bishop, we're going to give reparations to black folks. I'm voting for him. We got to learn to vote for somebody doing something for us. I just want to vote because left of the two evil. I don't give up no two evil. Who's going to do something for the black and brown people? I ain't worried about the brown people. So who's going to do something for black folks? If they said, we're going to give you reparations, brother, I'm getting in line. I don't care what you say about me. I'm going to get in line and vote for them, okay? Because ain't nobody sending money to Ukraine, sending money all over the world. What about here in America? What about black people? What about people that's been here, our ancestors, that made Chicago, that made New York, that made Alabama, Mississippi? The reason Mississippi is so great is because black folks made it. Louisiana is so great because the sugar cane there. The reason Georgia so great because of the farming situation. That's what I'm telling you tonight. Whoever going to do something to black folks, and they say it, if they don't say it, I'm holding my vote. See, we got this thing wrong. Now, what we going to get out of it? Because all of them watching, they rich. When you talk about the Republican Democrats, they rich. They got good insurance. They got good everything. Down here, you can't get no insurance. They got bodyguards, all of that. But here, with you voting, I want to say now, what is they giving black folks? Once you understand what votes are about, if the vote is this, I'll give you this, you give me that. If you don't give me that, I'm not doing nothing, okay? If we got 5,000 votes, we ought to be able to get something with 5,000 votes, okay? Now, if you can't give us nothing, we can hold it. We talking about reparations. The next election of president, if they ain't talking reparations, I'm out of it. I ain't going to say, left of the two evils. Both of them is demons, so you got to go to one that's going to give you something, okay? Now, y'all ain't going to like this. Trump did give gave a little money out, but Biden ain't gave no money out. He did give some money out. Obama gave a little money. You know what I'm saying? You got to say, who going to help you for your vote? Who going to say, I'm going to vote and help you? If you going to help me, I can help you. If you can't help me, I can help you. Oh, y'all ain't listen to me. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Okay? And you know, I got a few cats they want to preach too. They want to talk. When I say something good, they holler. Now, you might hear them, Mary. They holler. Yeah, okay, when I started preaching, they want to preach. They want to come up and preach through. I guess they're saying, go on, Bishop. Don't keep on telling the truth. Okay? I want to tell you this Bible class tonight. I got a little something to give you. Something to say to you tonight. Glory to hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Remember, we got one more verse.
On Psalm 22?
Yeah.
Only 3 points in the third quarter. Right now in the fourth.
Yeah.
Read that verse. I'm with that.
Verse 16. For dogs have come past me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garment among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling, from the power of the dog. Save me.
Now, thank you. Now what Mary's saying, what David's saying, they're using me. Now he's talking about us. They're casting lots, and I mean they're gambling over you. They're putting you somewhere, but when it comes time for you to get paid, you don't get paid. How many blacks, I want you to, somebody to call and tell me, how many blacks sitting on the board of General Motors, or Ford, or Chrysler, or Mercedes, or any of these companies, these major companies, they got black faces, but they ain't got no blacks on their board. See what I'm talking about? That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Bible class, and what's happening in Bible class and what's going on. And I want you to get ready to know that what's happening, it ain't just happening. It's God is trying to straighten all this stuff out. It's been going on long enough. Our ancestors want us to have a better life. Hello, somebody. So we got to have a better life. the way we have a better life, we got to know what's going on with us. And the only way to know that we have a better life, we have to go on and do what we need to do. That's what I'm saying. We have to do what we need to do. If God open up that door, if God open that door, we're going to be all right. Okay, that's what I'm saying to you. You cannot hide what God is saying to you. And you have to repent. Some of you say, well, what I need to repent for? I'm spiritual. I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. When you spiritual, things happen to you.
I'm Thank you. God bless you, and I'm right away.